They get a panoramic view that's based on our eye in the sky cameras, where they can pinpoint the exact location of what they're talking about. It comes up into the portal, which is monitored 24/7, real time.
That's Captain Albert Handy of the Camden County Police, Metro Division, speaking from inside the Real-Time Tactical Observation and Intelligence Center. He's walking me through the new ICAN program, which gives vetted residents remote access to cameras throughout Camden.
Basically, it's a very innovative community watch tool. It's totally anonymous. It's based on their username, which they can create on their own.
Users can access the cameras from a laptop or mobile device. Members of this virtual neighborhood watch may choose from a drop-down menu of available cameras in their neighborhoods. Chief Scott Thompson calls it collaborative policing.
Nothing builds trust like human contact. And for a police department to effectively be able to work with its community, there has to be an enhanced interaction between the people that are charged with securing it and the people that live in that community.
Chief Thompson is fond of quoting Sir Robert Peel, a 19th century British statesman credited with designing the concept of the modern police force.
Sir Robert Peel said back in 1829, the people are the police and the police are the people. And if you try to do it any other way, it lends itself more to a sense of being an occupying force or you are trying to militarize neighborhoods. So when we were looking at all of this, we thought to ourselves, what else can we do to try to get the people more involved? So ICAM was developed.
I can log in. I have my own password, my own username. And another cool feature is that I can work with the Metro to actually tell them which cameras I want enrolled under my user ID.
Brian Morton is the president of the North Camden Little League, an active presence in the city, and also an active user of ICAN.
Chief calls it a force multiplier, right? So we're not able to say, as a parent, we got eyes on our kids, even when we're not there. You get a response within 60 seconds that your complaint has been recognized and that someone is now en route.
Morton believes that community collaboration with Metro Division officers is integral to shaping a safer future for Camden residents. It's been more than a year since the old city police department was replaced with the county-run Metro Division. Morton says the new force is changing what daily life is like for residents.
It's been really important to us because this park was once a haven for all kinds of bad behavior, from drugs to anything, prostitution, you name it. And so, you know, Metro and others came through. We were able to work with the league to get it out of here. You know, that wouldn't have been possible without knowing that we had like a big brother in the Metro.
Chief Thompson says he doesn't hear any big brother complaints from Camden residents.
If anything, when I go to community meetings, I have to give them an explanation as why we don't have a camera in their neighborhood.
However, Camden County NAACP Director Kelly Francis is skeptical of the new technology's effectiveness. While crime is down, Francis questions if surveillance cameras would deter murder.
I walk everywhere. I haven't had a car in 10 years, so I see a lot of things that a lot of folks don't see. But I cannot see any change. I look at the homicides. The homicides tell me what's happening. Those homicide numbers are still maintaining at the same level as they have over the years, and that tells me that there's been no real change as far as the causes of the violent crime.
In fact, when Camden set its all-time homicide record in 2012, 24 people were killed from January through May. Last year, there were 20, and this year, 16. But the brazenness of much of the crime in Camden still makes the city one of the most dangerous in the country. For WHYY, I'm Steve Ercolani.